Welcome back to On Assignment for Alignment with the motherfucking queen, Aya Naima. So today I want to talk about 28 lessons that I've learned in the last 28 years. I turned 28 February 14th. And honestly, these lessons that I'm about to talk about, I'm still fucking learning. These are lessons that I'm currently really just like transitioning into and allowing myself to experience daily whenever the fuck they come up. And the first one definitely has to go to paying attention to repeated cycles. I feel like I've been going through this repeated cycle of me getting a job and then something to come along to where like I quit the job or the job disappears or just anything comes and it just ruins the entire opportunity. And I literally have only been working there for like four or five months, and I'm like, I ain't never been the type of bitch to stay at a job for too long anyway. But I'm realizing that it's literally like, when I say a repeated pattern, I mean like I've been getting the jobs around the same time and they have been leaving my life around the same time every single time. So now I'm fun employed. It's crazy because I actually wanted to talk about this on TikTok, but I just feel a lot safer on my podcast and a lot more open here. So I am, you know, I'm gonna be talking about it. So the other day we literally had like a meeting and they basically like ended our contract for our job abruptly. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position to where I can be unemployed if I want to. But every single year I'm being shown this pattern of, you know, getting a job and then the job disappearing. So now I'm like, okay, it's something that I'm being shown that I really need to pay attention to. And what that is for me is the fact that I am a free spirit, but I'm also a person that values stability and discipline. And I'm so grateful to be a homeowner because my house is my sanctuary. My house is that one place that I could come back to and feel safe and secure. And I can come to myself and really see that, you know, maybe I'm what decisions I am making and why I'm making them. And I can see things very clearly and level-headed. And I love this house, and I'm finally like making it my house, like an actual home. And, on the other side of that, I'm very free spirited. I love to travel. I love to spend time with my family. Honestly, I don't like to be in one place for too long, but the fact that I have my house to come back to is beautiful. But last year when I stopped working after having a job for a few months, I left and I traveled and I just was all over the place and I had family things going on. And then when I came back home, my life was flipped upside down. I had accounts I didn't know about. I had BS I didn't know about. Lots of mail just like piling up that I didn't understand. And I had only been like 1 year into my homeowner journey. And it was just so much that I didn't understand. And when I came back, it was like a big surprise. So now I'm like, okay, before I leave, I need to make sure that I have all of my ducks in a row, make sure I make the appointments for the maintenance on my house that I need to make, make sure that, you know, I set appointments for my health that I need to set, make sure I have all of my insurances coming out on auto pay, doing what the fuck they need to do so that when I come back home, I don't have any surprises. And then also just on another discipline type of tip, like I want to make sure that I'm putting myself on some type of schedule. And even if my schedule is very loose, you know, I get up every day and I make sure that I take my walks, you know, I do my ab workouts, I'm eating okay, you know, I don't have to be the most strict because I'm not that type of person, but you know, just making sure that I have some type of structure throughout my day. And also implementing time to create, like even right now, like as I'm making this podcast, like y'all, when I tell you, I feel so free and alive when I'm creating. And one thing that I have gotten misconstrued in the past is discipline and a 9-to-5. Like I used to think that those were the same thing, that if I was working a 9-to-5 and I was coming to a desk job every single day, that I had some type of discipline. And that's not true. Like I literally wouldn't have been given a life that I have if that was the life that's for me, you know. And it's not the life that's for me. And I also have to honor the fact that I am an unconventional person, and I have to find how to make shit work for me unconventionally. And, you know, I do eventually, I want to come back and, like, get a, like, a waitressing job, but I don't want a job where I have to sit at a desk and, like, I feel like the walls are closing in on me, because every time I do it, I feel it's going well for a little while, but after a while, I start to feel claustrophobic, you know. And I always talk about how I want to create and make my podcast something bigger, but also, like, everything has its time. I'm not pressed about my podcast, you know, blowing up overnight. You know, it's so much for me to learn. And yeah, but back to the main thing at hand is I have to now, my mission is finding that balance between discipline and being unconventional and being a free spirit, because I am both of those things. I am a structured individual. I am a disciplined person, but I think that I often bounce in between being extremely free spirited and then being extremely disciplined, and it's no balance. So now I'm in a space where, like, I want to restore that harmony in my life and understand that I deserve to be both, because I am both. And that's kind of goes into, like, my second lesson that I've learned in my 28 years is, you know, just going through these transitional stages of my life and focusing on what lesson is supposed to come from it. And just like I said, going through this transitional stage of, like, me not having a job right now. And I'm like, okay, like, right now my focus is me making sure that I go see my family, making sure that I'm nurturing, you know, the new relationships that are coming into my life, whether it's, you know, romantic, platonic, whatever, just making sure that I'm being present in those areas of my life, and also nurturing my creativity as well. And, like, making sure that I'm giving it time, because I feel like right now I feel so in my element. I feel so good. And it's like, this is what I need to be doing every day. And when I am working and having a 9-to-5, like I'm sitting at a desk, I feel so blocked off from my creativity, and I hate how that feels. I love to be able to create freely, and I love having the choice to do so, you know. So that is, I'm just about to take some time, and my dad turned 60 this week. I got some shoes coming that I have to sign for, so, like, it's kind of delaying my trip back to the East Coast, but nonetheless, I'm getting there. And number three is, you know, spending time with your parents. So I definitely am about to go and spend a good chunk of time with my parents before I head back home and just kind of, you know, clear my mind and get right. But yes, like, our parents, we don't know how long we have them. We don't know how long they have us. So, you know, just doing everybody a solid in the situation and, you know, going to spend time with them and really enjoying and being present and, you know, taking as much time as we can to spend with our parents, if we are fortunate enough to have a good relationship with them, you know. But that's definitely what I want to do. I think 60 is such a blessing, and I think it's insane that my dad is about to be 60, so I'm definitely going to be spending his 60th birthday with him. I actually just got this cologne. I didn't get it yet, but I smelled it at Ulta. It's called Aquaman by Jimmy Choo, and I know that my dad is going to love that cologne, because I pick out good perfumes and colognes. Like, as soon as I get a taste of, like, what it is that you like, I'm on it, baby. I know what to do. So I'm going to be getting my dad that, and then my mom is going to be setting us a reservation at a cool restaurant in the state that they live in, the city that they live in, and I'm very excited to do so. Yes. And I just also want to say that, like, number four, good shit is waiting to happen for you. I'm telling you. And you know what, I'm not even gonna do that, because I was about to go on an ADHD rant, y'all, but good shit is waiting to happen for you. Like, and it's not even about, like, oh, God is not gonna bless you if you got certain people in your life. It's literally just the fact that you cannot see the good shit that is around you because you are so focused in on keeping the bad shit in your life because you're so comfortable with that. And I had to learn that. Well, I can't speak for nobody else. I know that's been my experience. I have been so focused in on, like, you know, not wanting to let certain things, people, places go because I'm so comfortable. I'm like, okay, this is my comfort zone. This is what I know. And even if, like, subconsciously I'm doing it, and it's like, because subconsciously our brains try to, like, protect us, you know, and, like, even if what our brains are holding on to is harming us consciously, subconsciously we're going to keep repeating it. It's like a form of self-sabotage, you know. But once you let that go and you realize that, you know, life is really all about choices. And that's another one of the lessons that I've learned, is that life is all about choices. Like, something could literally be repeating in your life subconsciously because your brain wants to protect you. But on a conscious level, you don't have to choose that. You really don't have to choose that. You can boss your life up and be like, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm a grown person. And I can physically choose other things that make my life more richer and abundant. Because if I keep choosing that same old and keep allowing my subconscious mind to make decisions for me, I'm gonna continue to be in this cycle of misery, and nobody wants that. Well, I don't. Okay. And that also just, like, leads me into the next lesson, is like, if you have issues with self-sabotage, get rid of it. Get rid of your self-sabotaging ways. And the thing about it is, honey, I think I just went across this video of this guy. He was talking about how he had a girlfriend, and his girlfriend was telling him, like, yo, you don't have no boundaries. Like, you keep all of the doors open, like, with your exes and stuff. And he was like, oh, well, she was right. And I said, that is so true, because I was that type of person. Like, I used to keep all of the doors open, like, with my exes and all of this and all of that. And I used to be like, oh, we're friends, we're this, we're that. I used to be doubling back, okay? Self-sabotaging, because I felt, you know, and be in situations with, like, good people. Well, I've only experienced this once, and I'm ruining it because it's like, okay, I still have something to fall back on, but it's like, why, you know, I still have those people to fall back on. So it's like, it doesn't really matter if this good thing that's in front of me falls through, because I still have something to fall back on. And it's actually so crazy, because subconsciously you end up ruining what is going on with the person that's in front of you. So it's like, why keep doing that when I can just take my time, get to know a person, and not have anybody in the background? And if it does fall through, what I'm working on that's in front of me does fall through, okay, just continue to do it again and again and again and again until you get it right. And I think that it's okay. I think it's a form of insecurity when you feel like you gotta always have somebody to fall back on, because it's like, child, you ain't gotta have nobody to fall back on but your goddamn self and your friends, okay? Period. But another thing, I guess that kind of goes into, like, my another lesson that I've learned is, like, don't give up. As long as you, like, you show up, this can go for anything. As long as you show up and, like, don't let your dream die because it doesn't look the way that you wish that it looked, everything else will literally be taken care of. And I have always had dreams of, like, you know, having this career, with, like, just sharing my truth and spreading truth, throughout the world, but also having, like, a partner that I share that with, and, like, they support me, and, like, I want the whole package, bitch. I don't want one or the other. I want my life to be truly fulfilled. I want to have good relationships, and I want to have a fulfilling career that I am grateful for, and that allows me to feel creative and free. And I will never ever give up on that dream. You know, just because it doesn't look the way that I have wanted it to look. But, you know, with every past an era in my life, I see that I get closer and closer to that dream happening for me. But what I had to recently learn, that I came to this conclusion in therapy, I was telling her about how I talked to somebody that I haven't talked to in a while, like one of my friends, and they were saying, it was like, Ayo, like, you always, like, anytime you're into somebody, you don't see nobody else but that person. And then I was like, that is so true, you know? And I used to feel like I had to change that part of myself, like just being a lover girl. But honestly, what I really had to just come to terms with is that I don't let shit jade me. Nothing has ever, like, there has never been a relationship that I have been in that has jaded me and made me ever feel like, oh, I'm gonna give up on love. Like, I literally see my life being, I have this fantastic career that makes me feel fulfilled, and I have this amazing partnership that makes me feel fulfilled, and I have children that make me feel fulfilled, and I have a wonderful family dynamic just with anybody that's in my life, because to me, my friends are my family. And I have, you know, that career. And I just don't let anything jade me. I'm still in a space in my life and my creativity where people aren't paying attention to my platform, like in mass, you know. I'm still in a space where, like, you know, I'm opening myself up to love, but I'm not in a space that, like, where I actually see it being, like, locked in and, like, I'm married and settled down and got, and that's okay. But it's like, I have learned to fall in love with the journey. And, like, that's the conclusion I came to in therapy the other day. It was like, maybe love is not a destination. Maybe my dream is not a destination. Maybe the journey is the destination. And I've always said this, but I think that it finally, like, clicked in therapy the other day, where I was just like, because with every passing love affair that I've always had in my life, I become a richer person. And I just started, like, listing out all of the love affairs I had in my life, and, like, how each person is a part of me, and something that they have taught me has always stayed with me, and I implement it in my life right now. And I think that that's very beautiful. And I, you know, eventually, obviously, I want to be married and, like, settle down and stuff, but it's no rush, because I'm becoming a richer person just by existing and just by remaining open to my dreams happening for me and love coming to me. So it's like, I don't have to give up on it. All I got to do is stay open, and I'm going to become a better person and allow my dreams to be realized and come to fruition in this life. And I just want to leave this part of the 28 lessons in 28 years episode off with, I'm entering my humble area, my humble era. I feel like my entire life I've always had, like, a God complex. Like, things revolve around me, baby. If I'm not the center of attention, like, but I'm truly entering my humble era, where I am becoming a student, and I'm just being more observant. I'm not talking so much, and I'm just watching how everything else. I'm more in a reflective mode. I'm watching how my life has always come together for me, and what it is that I have to flip in this era of my life. In this era of my life, I'm flipping being the teacher and becoming a student. And I think that is so beautiful, and I absolutely love it, because, and also, it just requires less energy. All I have to do is just be a sponge and just watch and learn and understand that I don't know everything. And I absolutely love not knowing shit, to be honest. I know so much, but there's also so much that I don't know, and all I have to do is just kind of, like, be myself. You know, like, I don't have to step up and, like, be a completely different person. I can just relax. Being a student is so relaxing. You, like, I don't have to be, you know, the loudest person in the room, or, like, the person that feels like they took the most risks, or, like, you know, like, it's just, all of that is just way too exhausting. And I've paid my dues with that life. So now I'm just on the opposite end of just relaxing and allowing everything to just be attracted to me, because I'm at ease. I'm in flow. I'm in a flow state. So I ain't really gotta do too much, and I'm actually very excited about it. Yeah, and just being humble, really, and truly being humble, you know, not being judgmental, And just allowing information to come to me as it wants to, as it needs to, and soak it up as much as possible. And I'm very grateful for that. I feel very calm. Like, honestly, y'all, like the wave of anxiety that I've been having over these last few days, just because I haven't been creating, is crazy. Like right now I feel so at ease with creating, being that I just created a new episode on my podcast, you know? And also I remember at the beginning, like you can go back on my podcast and hear me talking about this. I think I talked about it on my podcast, but I definitely also talked about it on my TikTok, where I just said, you know, you got to be ready to do 100 episodes where like nobody's paying attention to you. And I think I have like 500 downloads, which is actually really cool to me. Like, what's that about? Yeah, like be okay with that, you know, and like be humble in that. And I actually just went across a TikTok where somebody was like, just be comfortable with the nose. Like, I'd be comfortable. I'd be chilling. Like, I've gotten so comfortable with like not having a large platform and still creating to the point where I'm not embarrassed about it anymore. Like, I used to be embarrassed, like, oh, I'm just putting my best foot forward and nobody's paying attention to me. But it's like, okay, girl, that time is gonna come. But right now, like, enjoy being free. Enjoy not having to do this shit for work, bitch, you know? Like, obviously, like, that's the goal, but focus on what you're supposed to be focused on right now. And and honestly, it has humbled me a lot, because honestly, I talk about this all the time, like, things have always come in very easy to me, and it's just that one thing that has not come easy to me. But I still do it because it's something that is inside of me. It's the one thing that helps me feel free of anxiety. And why the hell would I ever stop the one thing that truly frees me from being anxious and feeling pressure from this world? And I think that, like, when it comes to creating for me, that's the thing that I focus on the most. Like, I get so tired of going past TikTok videos and like somebody telling me how, you know, what I need to do to like blow up and do this and that. And it's like, I don't gotta do none of that shit. And not only don't have to do none of that shit, I'm not fucking doing it, because that is what adds anxiety to being a fucking creative. Like, let me just do this shit because I fucking enjoy it, you know? And for a while, I was on TikTok, like, trying to, you know, boost my engagement and, like, do all of these hashtags and all of this and all of that. And it was just, like, it was draining as fuck, you know? But also, I did have time. I had time on my hands. But, you know, all you gotta do is just put your shit out. And it's gonna come back tenfold. Like, I have one or two videos in different parts that are, like, going up right now on TikTok. And it's, like, I made these last year sometime. So, it's, like, you really just gotta give some things, like, time to, like, marinate. And I'm just grateful to be able to be in a space where I can just humble myself and understand that, you know, everything takes time to incubate. And in the meantime, while it is incubating, enjoy the incubation period, because it's a buildup. And not only is it a buildup, but it's meant to be enjoyed. Life is meant to be enjoyed. We're not put here to think of a destination to be our happy place. No, the journey is our happy place. It really is, you know. And like I often try to give myself alone time and like time to like think every day so that I can reflect on my journey and being happy about where I am at right now. Like, oh my gosh, like right now I feel so free and so calm and just so light. I want to feel like this all the time when I'm creating. So that is like my main mission right now, not that other shit. Okay, so now that we're done, this is the end of this episode of 28 lessons in 28 years. This is only part one though, and I don't even know how many lessons we got through, but I am very excited because we still got more to talk about. And the great thing about having shit to talk about is you don't run out. I'm not running out. You know, I still got more shit that I've written down that I want to talk about. So, yeah. And I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode of On Assignment for Alignment with Ayo Naima. Oh, yeah, y'all. Let me give y'all a little update. Like, I know I had changed my name to Naima because I was going through a little transitional stage. You know what? We're gonna talk about that on the next 28 lessons under 28 years, because it's a very valuable lesson that I have learned, baby. Okay, so thank y'all so much for tuning in. This is Ayo Naima, and you can definitely catch me on TikTok at On Assignment for Alignment. And yeah, go back and listen to some older episodes, because I really am happy about this, because you can see, I can see so much of my growth in my episodes, and it's like, I think that is so beautiful. I love that for me. Like, of course, I'm gonna keep creating. So I'll see y'all on the next episode of On Assignment for Alignment. Toodles.